Looking for a standard survival Minecraft realm without all the drama? Check out the77combined.com and see what you've been missing.
It's Friday night, and that can mean only one thing. You're tuned in to the 77th Combine's Cocktail Hour. A weekly show from your favorite Minecraft Bedrock Edition realm, the 77th Combine. We'll discuss current events on the realm, take a look at the latest news from Mojang, and have a grand old time with your favorite players from the realm. And now, your host. Don't let his tongue-tiedness fool you. He really is a semi-decent player. It's J.R. Tazel. And now, the 77th Combine's Cocktail Hour.
Thank you, Captain Monkey Feet. This is indeed the 77th Cocktail Hour. We are here on Friday, July 13th, 2018. This is Tazel coming in from the Tazelverse Studios.
And hi, Tazel. This is Spike Beer coming in from Vancouver Island.
We're going to... No jig tonight. So it's going to be me and Spike for the headlines here. And then a bunch of other people are going to come in while we discuss our main topic later on, which is going to be the all things clicking for some reason. I'm not sure what the heck is going on.
Just there. Ignore the clicking.
Just ignore the clicking. Okay. We'll be discussing all the new updates that came out on Tuesday, the 1.5 update. But first, before we get to that, some news around Minecraft and the 77th Combine.
From the 77th Combine Newsroom, this is a Cocktail Hour special report.
We have one new member that went through the application process this week. Please welcome Mrs. Tazel to the realm. We also welcome back CJ Kid to the realm after he left to focus on school. We'll look forward to seeing your builds and getting to know you better. We additionally have one new hopeful in band. Check out the new user post for Celtic Pocket Fox. Definitely keep chatting and asking those questions so we can make sure that we are both a good fit.
Yes, and welcome, Mrs. Tazel and CJ Kid. So, guess what? Season 2 is right around the corner. That is for the Special Edition realm. We will be uploading the old Season 2 realms of Special Edition tomorrow for people to take a look. So, for those of you that weren't members then, Season 2 started in December 2016, and that was just after the update Ender, which was 1.0. Season 2 has so far been our longest running season, which was for 6 months. We hope everyone will enjoy the builds, and we will get back to Redstonia afterwards.
Yes, so it'll be nice to see my old castle.
Mm-hmm, and
the mall that
the mall,
used to be there.
That's right, and Misty Mountain was the name of my base.
Definitely going to be fun exploring that. There was a number of new shops open this week. Only for 1 month, Mineshaft of Madness is selling enchanted gear and conduit kits. And Spike Beer also has another horse shop that is available for all your nether traveling needs. Mm-hmm. Find them over at the Mushroom Island shopping area.
Well, my shop is just outside the portal in the nether.
True. The nether horses kind of need to be
in the nether.
Nether.
This week we also lifted the end city raid limit, so please go out and enjoy the end. Try not to die too much, everybody.
Yes, otherwise I think, Corn is still doing his end rescue recovery service?
I think
so. You get in trouble, probably. okay, so that is news from the 77th, and here's some news from around Minecraft world. Phase 2 of the Aquatic Update came out on Tuesday for all Bedrock platforms. This includes turtles, sinking mobs, drowned, and tridents, among just tons and tons of other things. This will also mean that all the Switch players can now play with their Realm friends and family. We will be discussing all this and more during our main topic.
Yeah, it was a great update. But this, unfortunately, has come with some bugs, as most updates do. Reports from some players that have lost items when logging back in. Their character seems to have reset, and everything is vanished. As well as there seems to be some issues with flowing water and villager breeding, along with a number of other issues that have been reported. So be careful when playing on Realms at the moment. This is likely temporary. Matt over at Mojang has already said that the 1.5.1 is almost ready to go out with a bunch of bug fixes, including resetting the player problem.
Yeah, so we won't be in fear for logging in and losing all of our items.
Yes, including Ender Chest items.
Yeah, the player, yeah. Yeah. Well, we weren't the only ones that got the aquatic update. Java now has, number 6, 7, and no, make that number 8 pre-release for Java. 1.1.3 pre-release 6 came out on Monday, 7 on Wednesday, 8 on Friday. One of the notable changes is putting dolphin treasure hunting ability closer in line with what us Bedrock players have. There's also texture changes, a ton of bug fixes. According to the Minecraft post, we aim to release Update Aquatic for Minecraft Java Edition on Wednesday, July 18th. That would be this upcoming Wednesday.
That's what the hermits have been saying. So yep. All these video games news not enough? How about some printed news? Following up on the first official Minecraft fiction book by Max Brooks, Minecraft The Island. Mojang has now released their second called Minecraft The Crash. That sounds appropriate. By Tracy Bacher.
It should be called Realms The Crash.
Minecraft The Crash follows the story of Bruschetta?
I believe that's Bianca.
Bianca and Lonnie.
Yeah, Bianca.
Who were in a car crash. They walked to the hospital, almost paralyzed.
That'd be waking in the hospital.
Okay, but your print is teeny.
There's no L there.
Bianca,
I actually
finds
spelled
herself,
that right.
Bianca finds herself drawn into a new virtual reality version of Minecraft. Sounds.
Yeah, there's a lot more over at the post. Yeah,
I've never read any of these. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, they did their first book, which is indeed by Max Brooks, author of World War Z. Was that him? I think that was him. The Mel Brooks's son, which is kind of cool. Walking almost paralyzed. Yeah, that's not right secondhand. But it's a couple of interesting books. So if you're all things Minecraft, there are definitely been a couple books here, official books, story novelization things that might be of interest to you. There's also been a number of creator builds, mashups, and worlds that Mojang is showcasing on their website. This week you can read and see The Internal Empire by Daftstar. It's a huge creative build making up an empire which is comprised of massive cities and smaller towns that he has spent over 4 years making.
Wow.
The monthly build challenge by Common Sense, which is multiple large creative builds that Common Sense makes himself build every single month. And then Rumpelstiltskin's Castle by Mutru, I think it said that right.
Sure.
Which is a 1-5. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Which is a 1-5 build, aka it's bigger than, you know, 5 times bigger than life scale model of the castle that was in the 4th Shrek movie.
Oh, neat.
All of that over at the Minecraft.net. I was really impressed with the Internal Empire one, but considering he's been building it for 4 years,
I hope so. I hope it's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, it was quite nice. But yeah, check them out. It's great to see all these different showcases up there on the site. But you can find them all at Minecraft.net. And anyway, that was news from around Minecraft and the 77th. Okay, so in addition to Spike here, we have quite a number of people in the 77th Cocktail Hour. Voice chat here. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of people listening here. We got B Savage, we have Captain Redbeard, Lily Mage, Secondhand Peon, who chimed in a little while ago. Summer is in here as well. So we'll see who all I'm not missing anyone here, am I? Oh, and Jericho Jack and Yo Mate. There we go.
Yay!
It's a Jericho Jack.
Welcome, everybody.
Yeah, peoples! Yay! Hey, everyone. So, as I mentioned earlier, we are going to be discussing the Aquatic Update, aka Phase 2, or 1.5, or in Java, it's
13.
Thing. So they're getting it on. They're getting it next week. We've had it in part for a while now. Almost 2 months. We've had phase two as of Tuesday. Oh, and Miss Grumpy Cat also has chimed in over here. So we're going to be discussing all the different things. Not sure exactly which direction we want to sort of start out with here. I have a whole bunch of stuff written down. Does anyone have any initial thoughts on what they're claiming is the finalized version of the Aquatic Update?
I would just like to start with...
What was that?
That would be the fish from Finding Nemo who was obsessed with the bubbles.
Oh, bubbles! Oh, that, one of the things I had to redo was our XP farm. And I was surprised at how fast those mobs shoot up when you put the bubble columns in. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's like a cannon.
It's like, poof, there they go.
Yeah, and I found out that if you have, unfortunately, those bubbles, and they end up putting some water up at the very top, all of a sudden, all those things instantly become source blocks, which broke my entire middle part when I accidentally broke a block in my mob farm, and the whole thing just became source blocks.
Which, yeah, it definitely took some trial and error to get the mobs to actually come out the top of the water chute, because I had water pouring over the top for them to flow along to go to the drop, but because with the way flowing water all worked out, I had all these skeletons stuck just one block down from the top. So yeah, it definitely took some trial and error to get them to come all the way up.
One thing with the mobs in the water, I really expected the drowns to be converted a lot more with these things, but I guess you have to have them completely submerged for... What is it? Did I write this down?
I think I might. I haven't tested it yet.
It's over 30 seconds from what I'm saying, and it is
longer than
block.
I thought.
Oh, that's right. Their head block has to be drowned for 30 seconds, and that starts the process, which takes 15 seconds. And once it's started, you can't stop it. It's sort of like when you cure a villager, and they start shaking. You can't undo it at that point. But once they start shaking, they have 15 seconds before they turn into a drowned. And we'll get to more about the drowned specifically, I suppose, later.
Yeah, exactly. Because
I have a lot of information about the drowned to convey here.
Yeah, definitely. But
I think it's really cool is how they made husks. When they drown, they become regular zombies. And then zombies become drowned.
Did they?
Yep, it's a whole process. Now, what I would love to see is if you put a drowned in the desert, they dry out.
Yeah, there you go. It's a whole cycle.
Like if they were on land for 30 seconds, they'd become a regular zombie again.
Well, no, because they come out. Okay, so you know, why don't we just get into the whole drowned thing at this point?
Let's do it.
So, the drowned spawn at light level of 7 or less in the water. They spawn in all ocean biomes, rivers, and swamps. They will come... During the daytime, they stay underwater because they're smart. But
they did.
During
I had one
night...
just standing on the beach staring at me. I thought it would try to come at me and start burning, but it just stood there and stared at me.
Yep, it's smart enough to not go out of the water during daytime because they know they burn. At nighttime, however, they will completely come out of the water and attack. So not only do you have to fear all the regular mobs on land, you have all these mobs that'll come out at night, and then during the day they'll try to get back into the water and you know, hide again. So it's literally that horror film where they'll jump up and try to get you. So there's that. So the way they spawn is really quite interesting. They can spawn 15% of them will of the drowned will spawn with a trident, which is another new thing that we ended up getting. 0.85% will spawn with a fishing rod. Spider was like, there's a drowned with a fishing rod. in Java, it's actually 2%. So there's actually a little bit differently, which is kind of interesting. I don't know why they didn't just make them the same across the board. But the percentages are a little bit different for some of the things. 8% of them, for us Bedrock players, will spawn with a Nautilus shell in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
Which is only 3% for Java. Another interesting thing is that Nautilus shell can spawn in addition to the trident or the fishing rod.
Yeah, I've seen a few where they're holding two things.
Yep. Now, they can't hold the fishing rod and a trident.
No, they're the same hand.
But, yeah,
it's always in the primary. Fishing rod is in their offhand equipment drop, though.
Well, apparently, yeah, according to all the code and stuff, they can have a fishing rod and a trident.
Yeah, the one I saw the fishing rod, it's in his one right or the hand. Other.
Well, however it is, they don't have it. Now, they can pick stuff up with their offhand.
Okay.
So maybe they picked up a fishing rod or something weird like that. But actually, can we hold Nautilus shells with our offhand?
I was actually about to ask the exact same thing.
Let me go look. I just got one.
Okay, excellent. Because if they can hold it in their offhand, we should be able to hold it in our offhand, I think. Oh really?
Cool. We tested it before.
Offhand right now.
Okay, so...
Can you hold anything else in your offhand?
Yeah, you can hold arrows, maps...
No, I mean, like...
I can't put a bone, or... I'm just...
Can we put torches in our offhand yet?
Oh...
No.
Truly no.
Nope.
So it's just what's coded at this point, unfortunately. Let's see.
A fishing rod.
Let's see what else there
is. I don't have a fishing rod handy.
Drowned. Okay, so Drowned has an 8.5% chance of dropping their equipment that's in their main hand, and will drop it with a random durability. Each level of looting will increase the chance 1 percentage point to a maximum of 11.5 with looting 3. Drowned will always drop, and this is another one of those weird Java Bedrock differences. So in Bedrock, they will always drop anything in their offhand.
Right.
So that means, essentially,
if it's holding a shell, you'll get the shell.
No, not necessarily. If they're holding the shell with their primary hand, you have an 8.5% chance of getting that.
Oh, so that's why they coded it so it can be held in the offhand. So if there's...
Right.
So if it's held in offhand, it will guaranteed drop.
In Bedrock.
Taisel, where are you getting your numbers?
This is according to all the code-based stuff. Now, an interesting thing with Java, and this might mean the same thing, because the Nautilus shell is the only thing they can hold in their offhand in Bedrock, but in Java they can probably hold, anything in their offhand. In Java, they always drop Nautilus shells, if they have them.
If they have them.
If they don't have them, they're not going to drop one.
I think all the ones I've seen with shells have dropped it, but maybe not.
That'd be interesting.
And it didn't drop it?
Not drop.
Now, they don't have to be holding one. They might still drop one.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
I've got some in the XP farm. So they converted holding one.
So, no. So, when they convert, they go through the normal spawn rules.
Oh, so they might still convert and then be holding one.
Yeah.
And that's unique to Bedrock.
That is? Okay.
Yeah, Little Mage, whatever's in their left hand will always drop in Bedrock.
We've gotten a few in the XP drop chests.
Yeah, you can get tridents and stuff like that from converted.
And
that's unique to Bedrock. Java converts do not drop anything.
Well, no, they'll drop the normal looting rotten flesh gold, which is
but not Nautilus shells or trident.
Yeah, in Java they're naturally spawned instead of secondary. Apparently, it's also possible for a dry and I think they fixed this in Java, but they made it so drowned can drop two tridents.
Two?
Two. So,
The spawned in hand can, in the internal inventory?
Right. Yeah.
All right.
And again, those are really, really rare. It's like 0.3145% chance. It's a 0.38%. I mean, it's minute.
Is there
it's
any like odds of getting a already enchanted trident?
I think it's random enchantments on those.
I have yet to get one with an enchantment.
I know that they when they throw them, they aren't enchanted. Oh, I think Savage, you were talking. Sorry, you're really soft.
In the loot table.
They're not enchanted loot table. Okay. No. I know when they're throwing them, they're not enchanted.
And their durability when they drop them is anywhere from 0.2 to 0.9. So either like
almost dead or
the best you can get is a 20% gone.
Lily Major, I don't believe you can make tridents at the moment.
No, there's no recipe for a trident.
Okay, so it's something you have to find. Although, with the amount of mobs there are, that's not going to be probably too difficult a task. Let's see, anything else about...
Incredibly noobish question.
Sure.
Okay, so, for example, iron pickaxe can be repaired with iron, obviously.
Yep.
Trident, is it repaired with, let's say, prismarine shard, or is it only repaired with other trident?
Oh, that's
a good question.
My guess is, well, it definitely can be repaired with other tridents. That's a given.
Let me go investigate.
I would think probably just other tridents at the moment.
Repairing, let's see. Tridents can only be repaired by combining a damaged trident with another or on an anvil or by crafting.
Okay, I won't go try it.
or if you have mending on it, it can be repaired that way too, but yeah. So okay, so that's about everything
drowned
related. There you can have a baby drowned, you can have regular drowned, as I think it was Jack said, the husks can turn into zombies, which then can turn into drowned. So if you drowned a husk, you basically have a minute and a half before you get a drowned. Which is kind of interesting because it has to go in sequence.
Was anyone else super relieved that the baby drowned are not super duper fast underwater?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Oh my goodness, yes.
As how slow they all were, to be honest.
You're disappointed how slow they are?
They're swimming.
I thought it'd be dangerous in the water, but they're just like barely moving.
Yeah, they don't go very quick. Yeah, well, I was kind of disappointed at their speed too. I was kind of hoping for a little bit more of a challenge.
Don't give them any ideas.
I'm not complaining.
It sounds like you're complaining.
Uh-huh. I'm kind of hoping that the loot table will eventually give them like better underwater enchanted boots. What is it? Depthstrider.
Yeah.
And they'll be able to
move so they can move faster.
Yeah.
Oh yes, yeah, might be odd.
That might be interesting.
Currently, if the zombie is armored, when it converts, the armor pops off.
Yeah. Yeah, because drowned can't hold be wearing armor.
So does it drop or get destroyed is the question.
It gets dropped. The only one I saw it dropped, but I didn't look to see if it dropped all of it or if it just dropped some of it.
Zombie in diamond armor, I have to drown it really quickly.
Exactly.
Yes.
I haven't seen one in diamond armor in a while, but yeah.
That would be I don't think I've seen a diamond armor villager, zombie, or whatever since probably season 3. Maybe
it's been a long time.
Yeah, they may change that.
So that's different from Java 2, because in Java, the drowns can wear armor.
Can they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're still tweaking. Mad and Helen and all them have said that there's still going to be some tweaks to the aquatic stuff, but the next update is not specifically aquatic related, so that's why they're not, you know, they're saying the aquatic update's done at this point. But for instance, sponges supposedly are coming to drowns in the loot table, so we should be getting that in the future. Just something that they didn't code into it this time for whatever reason.
Right now, the only things in their loot table is the rotten flesh for all the time. And then if they're killed by the player, you have an 11% chance of getting either a trident or a gold ingot. And the weight is both 5 on those, so it's basically,
oh, so it's one or the other.
It's one or the other. You have an 11% chance of getting one or the other.
Okay, so it's either gold or trident in their internal inventory drop.
The trident is going to be a minimum of 20% damaged or a maximum of 90% damage.
Okay.
And that's just their... That's just if it's a drowned not holding anything. Because they actually have 3 loot tables. They have drowned, drowned equipment, and drowned ranged equipment.
So one of the things that can happen with the babies is you can get a drowned jockey.
Yeah, okay.
Please tell me it's riding a dolphin.
No, awesome. No. They still ride chickens, oddly enough.
Now, if you kill the chicken and a dolphin is near it,
Will it ride a dolphin?
It will?
It should.
Oh, that's terrifying, because dolphins are really fast.
Oh, God.
There's my challenge.
Theoretically, it should, because it's the same thing as if you kill the chicken, it's going to run of a baby zombie.
It runs to the nearest, whatever. It runs to the nearest.
Can you imagine it riding a squid?
That'd be fun.
So,
into the water again.
Or a turtle.
The turtles are a little quicker in the water. They go about as fast as I can swim backwards.
Hold on. I can tell if it would do that.
I'm going to look at the dolphin. I wonder if they can ride skeleton horses. Because that's one of the updates we got. That's one of the things we got as well. Skeleton horses now can be ridden underwater.
I don't see why they wouldn't. They ride skeleton horses in the zombie
So that would allow it to go fast. Although skeleton horses can't swim. They can only walk along the bottom, supposedly.
Fast.
I have not tested this yet. I don't know. Do we... I'm assuming they can jump.
Poorly.
Poorly, yes. So yeah, we got skeletons and horses.
My favorite was the turtle.
Yours is the turtle? Yes, we've had an explosion of turtles in the 77th realm.
They're very finicky little things, big things.
Oh, are they? I haven't left the confines of my base, so I haven't really had too much experience with the turtles as of this point.
Yeah, I spent the whole last night playing with them, trying to figure out why they would breed and where they breed and why they don't breed.
Can you share any of this information with us?
Yeah, so... Cat or spider might be better at it. They've spent more time than me.
Yes, but they're not here.
I found if you try to breed them where they spawned, because they seem to be finicky about what type of beach they are on, because I kind of lured them originally into a separate spot and they would refuse. They would breed, but they wouldn't lay their eggs.
Well, it has to be a warm beach, right?
Well, yeah. Well, I just moved them like 20 blocks inland from where they spawned. Like, it was same island. It was, but anyway, they were. I had to. Well, they would breed, and then one would sort of sit biome. In the corner. Pardon me.
The beach is an actual biome, so.
Yep.
There's a good chance that going 20 blocks in, even though there might have still been sand there, because there's some biome bleed going on.
Oh, maybe, but it was a small island with ocean on either side, so I figured.
Yeah, there may have been a strip right in the middle where. It
yeah.
Was. like plain.
But I had to. You can almost. It almost looks like their stomach gets bigger after they breed, and then it goes and sits in the corner and just stares out into the ocean. So finally, I let them go, and then they went and found a beach just right nearby. So I had to remove my whole enclosure.
Oh, interesting.
And then I didn't read anything about them ahead of time. I wanted to just totally experiment on my own, and I thought that the shell shards or shucks, whatever, however you pronounce.
The scutes.
Scutes. Would. I thought that those were drops when you killed the turtle, but they're actually drops when the baby when the baby turtle grows up to be an adult turtle, it drops.
Yes, it's them shedding their shell.
Yes, and they really should improve the texture of those, because I thought it was an XP orb.
Ah, yeah, well, I guess I could see that. It's green, it's small, green, it's round.
And it just sort of floats there.
Have you made, so in addition to the turtles and the baby turtles and getting this scoot, have you made a turtle helmet?
I did, and the durability, like my armor durability bar, it's a full shield, so the same as an iron helmet. And you can put you can put unbreaking on it, you can put mending on it, you can put respiration and aqua affinity and all that stuff on it.
Well,
by itself, it just gives you 10 seconds of water breathing, and then it's no better. For underwater than a regular helmet. So if you put respiration and aqua affinity on it, then it's superior.
Okay, so the turtles have a breed priority of 2, so it's pretty low. And then when they have bred, they actually become pregnant. Like you said, I guess you said it looks bigger, and it actually gives them the behavior go home. So they actually want to go back to a beach, probably. Home is probably any
beach.
Any
warm beach. It has to be a warm beach.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what my trial and error. I know I was having fun playing without actually reading all of it.
Yeah, but even then, the priority is low there, too. It's a priority 1.
What's that? I don't know what that means.
It's just how frequently they do something.
Okay. Well, once I figured it out, I now have more turtles than I know what to do with. And I found the babies seem to grow up right in the morning. Like, it almost seems to be time. Is it based on day cycle? Because they seem to always grow and shed their shoot or whatever by, like, scoot. Late night. Scoot. By morning.
It's in the notes. It's right here.
Well,
scoot.
The notes are teeny-weeny. My eyes are tired. And I don't know how to pronounce it.
Pronunciation.
Mojang. I can't pronounce
Mojang.
Things.
Scoot. Mojang.
Mojang. Combine. Combine.
Yeah. Pronunciation. It's
anyway, hard. I haven't read any words. Not the notes, but I haven't read all the coding stuff. Is there a time of day? Am I correct on that? That they do have a time of day that they...
I don't think so. I think it's a random variable just like everything else. And you can speed it up by feeding them seagrass.
It's 1,200 whatever the unit is that they use. And that's their duration of being a...
Well, I guess it makes sense because they only hatch at night, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
So they would... Then their cycle would be... the same as their hatch cycle.
So looking at like a cow baby grows up, it's 1,200. It's the same amount of time, but but if they do have something coded, hard coded in saying that the eggs only hatch at night,
then they'll only grow up at night.
They would,
yeah, because in real life, eggs hatch at night. Mm-hmm. As they escape to the ocean. So, has anyone taken their turtle shell and made any turtle master potions?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Is it supposed to be potion of slowness? Is that what it's supposed to do?
Well, it does. It does a couple things. So it actually gives you two different effects. The first thing it gives you is resistance. Resistance, what, 4, I think it is?
Resistance to what?
no. So resistance, like a, It's
what were you resisting?
It's like golden apple.
Oh, okay.
So you don't take as much damage when you do different things. The other thing it does is give you slowness, and both of those are like level 4.
Like,
which means
tank potion, right?
Say again.
A tank potion.
Basically, yeah. So if you're gonna fight the Wither, or say the Ender Dragon, this is the potion for you, because you can sit there and just keep lobbing arrows, and you're not gonna move very fast, but you're just gonna be able to sit there and just keep lobbing in from stuff at
whoever you're attacking. Well, and because that resistance would stack with any other,
yep,
like armor that you had too. So
yeah, so I mean, it's possible that with that potion, you might be able to be in the end without a pumpkin on and have all the Endermen attack you and them doing no damage.
Granted, it'd take you 17 hours to find an end city at that speed. So
well, yes, I was thinking more when fighting the Ender Dragon, but.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but if you get shot at with one of them purple balls of danger, you can't get away.
Right, but your resistance also means that you may not be hurt either.
I'd rather get away.
Yeah, I'd rather get out of it.
Okay, so that is the turtles. They're very slow at land, very fast in the water. Let's see, what else? Oh, and when you kill them, you get seagrass and... I think that's it,
as far
right?
as I've noticed, only seagrass.
Just seagrass?
They're pretty tough little creatures, though. With my sharp 4 sword, diamond sword, I think it's a damage level 13 or something. It takes 3 hits to kill them.
Yeah, they have 30 hit points.
Yeah, they're pretty hard
to
kill.
That's 15 hearts.
But yeah, between that and the knockback, it's kind of hard to kill them. Because I keep shooting them across the island when I hit them. I chase them around. Come back here, I want to kill you.
But yeah, seagrass is the only thing that they drop.
Yeah, and XP orbs.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm just checking to make sure. Yeah, so you add a turtle shell to an awkward potion to get the Potion of the Turtle Master. Apparently,
is there any way to strip out and just get the slowness effect?
I don't
know.
Think so. Oh, interesting. So
like
turtle shells have a durability of...
it on a tipped arrow, maybe?
I actually watched a video today about the tipped arrows. They only give... 2 and 5 seconds of the Turtle Master effect.
Huh.
So,
well, I mean, considering
like a lower level tipped arrow at something, and within 2 seconds, it's already back to whatever.
Running away from someone that can be a big help.
I was thinking about it for UHC.
Yeah, it would be good for delaying other players.
Yeah, but I don't want to give them
slow potion. I don't think there is a slow potion.
Well, Madge is saying in chat, she's saying that there's already a slow potion. So I was asking her what it was.
There's a slow potion?
There's a slow potion?
Speed potion plus the fermented spider eye.
Oh, look at that. See, you learn something new every day.
Really?
Speed potion is
yeah.
Sugar. Oh, wait.
Oh, no. So apparently that's something new that's coming out next in 1.6. We don't have it yet.
The slow potion.
Yeah, so there's potion of slow and potion of luck. Oh, no, potion of luck is Java
luck?
And legacy consoles. Yeah. Also, there's going to be potion of levitation. Which we'll be getting, which will be kind of cool. But you know what? This is not the 1.6 discussion. This is the 1.5 discussion.
So what's next on the 1.5 discussion?
Okay,
table?
Next. So let's see. We talked about the drowned. Mobs now sink. So they're going to be down at the bottom. Yep. So be careful of your swamps and oceans where you can't necessarily see everything, because you might get attacked at night.
Yeah, they can't swim up, so it's not that
true. True. Let's see. Sea turtles, skeletons, and skeletons and strays have different behavior now when in water. So they shoot arrows at you. If they're in the water, that's not very effective. that's not effective at all. So if you get closer enough to a stray or a skeleton in the water, they will actually start slapping you with their bow instead of trying to shoot arrows at you. If you get within, I think it's 3 blocks.
Well, isn't that fun?
Yeah, so that's a little bit new. Nautilus shells can be found while fishing or held by the drowned. So I know a bunch of people have been finding those as well. You can bind those with hearts of the sea, which you find in treasury stuff. To make conduits. Conduits can be constructed underwater and give the player conduit power effects.
Speaking of finding treasures, earlier was it only on for 1 month that said that he's found 5 treasures today because the X is actually
in the right spot?
In the right spot.
Right. Yeah, saying he was 5 for 5.
That was one of the bug fixes. Yeah, they increased the accuracy of the treasure maps and maps in general.
Yeah, so that's good.
Yep.
So what exactly, explain to me, I have yet to try out a conduit. When would I want to use one? When wouldn't I want to use one? Where do I put it?
A fully powered conduit, which is got 3 rings around it, 3 rings of any prismarine block, gives you 96 blocks worth of conduit effect, which is basically water breathing, night vision, and...
Oh, night vision, okay.
Something else.
Underwater or in total?
Underwater. Or in the rain.
So if you're above water, when you're wet, okay. And does it not kill mobs too?
And if they are within like 16 blocks or something, or 8 blocks or something of the actual conduit, it'll start killing them.
But they also need to be wet.
Right.
The mobs need to be wet. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now the interesting thing is, it doesn't necessarily need to be water block. If it's raining, it'll affect them too.
Right.
So if you have it on land, it's not something you're going to count on as mob deterrent. It's more for the water breathing and the night vision.
Unless you could stack a bunch of them together.
You can make a fence of them.
Yeah, or if you've got your house and you build a pond out in front and you put a conduit in the bottom, at the end of the night when all the mobs run to the water, because they're trying to not burn up, and then they all sink down into where the conduit is, and then the conduit kills them.
Okay.
Ooh, you guys just gave me an idea how to fix my mob farm. Huh.
Or at a double spawner, you stack 3 or 4 conduits in there, and you can kill them all at once.
Yeah, you.
Do they die all at once?
The conduit effect will stack. So if one conduit slowly kills one mob at a time, 7 or 8 conduits will rapidly kill one mob at a time.
So it still only kills one at a time.
Yes, but it works very quick.
Okay.
So yeah, you could theoretically make an auto-killing machine with a spawner and a conduit to where you don't have to worry about lava or any of that stuff. You just put a conduit out there and put it in the same room as the spawner.
My spider farm uses a conduit right now.
And then just let it
go. I'm going to come check it out.
Now, so the conduit counts as a passive drop, not a, like it doesn't drop the killed by player.
So. Yeah, with spiders, it's just an eye and a string, so I don't really worry about it. It's the occasional string and the occasional eye, so.
Yeah, and my mob farm would be primarily, to get the gunpowder and, the normal drops that a mob farm would end up getting. So, but yeah, that'll avoid, which leads me into another thing, bubbles, as was mentioned before. So we have two different bubble columns. We have magma blocks, which I had been using to kill mobs before, which now suck down items and prevent the water from pushing them away. But you'll also find them out in the ocean, so you might be swimming along or riding a boat, and all of a sudden you'll be sucked down, which isn't great. Especially since the natural occurring magma tend to be really, really far down in ravines.
Yes, it makes scuba diving a whole lot more dangerous.
Well, can't you breathe, though, in the bubble columns?
Well I don't tend to
getting back up,
go...
that's dangerous.
Yeah, it's hard to
get up. Yeah, especially since how fast you move. Now, on the flip side of that, you could always just hold on to some soul sand while exploring.
Keep a stack
and place the soul sand and get instantly launched up and as a rocket out of the water.
True. But if you're like we were mining by sea diving, and you go into a lot of deep caves that have magma blocks at the bottom, and now you get sucked in and you take the damage from hitting the magma block, so it makes it a lot more.
Is it resistible drawing, or is there nothing you can do if you get in a current to pull you down?
Oh, you can get out of it. You can fight it a little bit.
Yeah, the best way to get out of one of those is to go horizontal.
Don't fight the current.
Yeah, go with the flow, as a certain turtle sings down at Disney World. So we got bubbles. We also have tridents, as we mentioned earlier. Now, tridents get a whole bunch of interesting, fun new attacks. So you can use them in normal physical melee. I can't speak. In normal attacking, where, you know, you just smack the other people. Each attack does one durability. You can throw them, much like you can arrows, which is kind of nice. As well as the ability of some of the new features that the Trident has. Different enchantments. So we got Loyalty, Channeling, and Riptide. Impaling, along with the normal Unbreaking, Mending, and Curse of Vanishing. So if you were to throw one of those and you had Loyalty on there, it would jump back to you. Which is kind of nice. Channeling is great for anyone who ever found it really difficult to get mob heads, because you can summon lightning, basically. And then Riptide allows you to move very fast in the water or rain, as the case may be. And if you have an Elytra, means you can pretty much fly forever in thunderstorms and rainstorms. Ooh. With this. You can launch off the ground with one of these and just infinitely fly without using
rockets. You lose your trident, though, that's the question.
Even with Riptide?
Nope.
Not with Riptide, though, you don't actually get... You don't throw it, right?
Yeah, you get carried with it. In fact, it has this whole spin animation that you do, so you really want to see yourself do this in third person, but you do this, you know, it looks like an anime attack.
Cool.
It's like Kamehameha, like...
No, not Kamehameha. Kamehameha is where he does the blasts of energy.
It reminds me of M. Bison from Street Fighter's attack.
Yes! Yes.
Where he jumps and
that's what I'm thinking.
The room.
Yeah, Kamehameha is a energy beam.
Yeah, I got my animes mixed.
Or a King of Hawaii. Take your pick.
You mean Atlantis?
No, I mean Hawaii. That's what it was named after. King Kamehameha was a Hawaiian king. You didn't know that?
Oh. You learn something new every day.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the tridents. Beware of when a drowned has them, because they, even though they get to throw them, they get to keep them, which is annoying.
No, they just get
so that means they can,
not.
Yeah, they just get a new one and keep throwing, and you can't pick those up, which is very frustrating.
So tropical fish, I just looked, their collision box was 0.2, and now it's 0.4 on width and height. So they should be much easier to catch.
Or hit. Oh, with a barrel, with the bucket, you mean?
So they effectively doubled both directions.
Well, also, the fish are one of those scalable objects, and that was with the 1.4 update. So you can get a small fish or a large fish, and much like the turtles, they come in different sizes. So you can get a lot of different sized fish, even though it, you know, may... And they, it's not that it's a baby fish or an adult fish. They just are physically different sizes.
I think the only one that does that is the salmon. It's the only one that has different sized fish.
Oh, no, I was seeing that for tropical fish, too.
Well, there's so many different kinds of tropical fish.
Tropical fish have two bases. They have an A base and a B base. The A is like a small rectangle, and the B is like a large square. And then they have six different patterns that can overlay those bases.
Oh, I thought they were resizable, too. And they can come in
all the different colors.
Except black. Except no black.
Black's the only color they don't.
And gray.
No, they come in gray.
They come in gray?
Mm-hmm.
But not black. Okay.
Black's
the
Oh, I do have a channeling book.
Every time it's the Nemo meme where he's a black and white one, he goes, "You don't understand me." It's Emo, the fish. Okay. That fell on deaf ears. Okay. So we also have dolphins have been modified. You can give them raw fish or raw salmon, and they will swim to the nearest ocean ruin or shipwreck, supposedly.
That has an empty chest.
I have not tested that. Yes. So if you find chests... destroy them, so that way you don't have, you know, dolphins bring people to chess. Let's see. Anything else? Oh, we got four new achievements. So we have do a barrel roll, which is use Riptide to give yourself a boost. You need a trident, enchant it with Riptide, and then launch yourself any distance with it to get that achievement.
I don't have all the achievements anymore?
No. There's four new ones. The second new achievement is one pickle, two pickle, sea pickle four. Oh. basically, place four sea pickles on the same block.
Oh, that's easy.
There's echolocation, which is feed a dolphin a fish and have it lure you to a treasure. Specifically, you need to feed them raw cod. I don't know why what they have against salmon. Maybe they don't like sushi. I don't know.
Fish and chips.
Yeah, it's only for the fish and chip. But yeah, you have to give them a raw cod, and bring them to your treasure, and you'll get this achievement.
So
and
it's
then
not
there's
with sushi. I mean, with
apparently
salmon,
not salmon. It has to be, according to my notes, it has to be cod
in
order for that to.
In the files, it shows salmon. I wonder.
Huh.
If that's messed up. In the coding.
Well, my notes could be wrong, too.
Yeah, because I was looking at dolphins.
So, interesting fun fact I just found out. You can fly without wings with Riptide when it's raining.
Yep. Ice. That is correct.
It's the landing.
You wear when it stops raining.
Yes, you need to make sure
that... Oh, poor Yomi.
If you do that. You will die.
And the last achievement is something I can't pronounce, Mosuka Stroman. It's when you activate a conduit, you will get this achievement.
Oh, I'm trying to do that right now. It's not working.
Well, you have to do it in a pattern around with the prisoner.
I know I didn't make it big enough.
Gotcha. There's a couple other little changes here as we're sort of winding down. Boats now have a forward and backwards movement.
Finally.
Yeah, so you can press W or S or whatever you have forward and back keyed to, and you will just go forward, or you go backward. Backward is obviously slower, but you don't have to do the whole left and right, you know, thing anymore.
Yay.
Also, coral no longer die as long as one side is touching water.
Yay.
So, expect a lot more colorful builds, instead of the sadness, which was the gray coral.
Yeah, under the dolphins, bribable, bribe items are fish and salmon.
So cod and salmon?
So cod and salmon.
Huh. But in order to get the achievement, you specifically have to use raw cod.
Oh, maybe it's just...
That's odd.
Yeah, because in my notes it says raw fish or raw salmon, and it will swim towards the nearest ocean ruin or shipwreck. But for the actual echolocation, it has to be raw cod to trigger it.
Hey, you
my made... guess is...
Hi.
That's funny.
High up I can get.
Oh, I just took the top off and it worked.
My guess is it originally was only cod that you could feed them, and they just never changed the coating.
Yeah, probably. On the other thing.
Why did it all of a sudden activate?
Okay, let's see. What else? What else? Water now flowing down no longer lets items flow up. It actually will push down the items. So that's a change with water.
Yeah, stupid Minecraft. Any other making sense?
Yeah, right. Any other weirdities? Excuse we me. Noticed that villagers Ouch. Now will breed in minecarts. Is that correct?
Ooh.
Oh, that was only one of only on for 1 month. Said that.
Yeah, he came onto his base, and all of a sudden, he had like 30 extra villagers, baby villagers running around. Even though they were all in minecarts, so be careful about that.
So,
what else? What else? Any other weird or interesting things that people should be aware of?
Oh, I have some. Oh, who? There's a water tile.
You can get to at least 400 blocks in height using going straight up.
400.
I'm guessing you're doing that right now. Okay.
I got my conduit working.
Sweet. And did you get the achievement?
I did. The unpronounceable one. So how do I make it stronger?
You add another ring of prismarine.
Blocks farther, like one block apart or further out.
Are you telling or are you asking?
No. So it's the same thing. So you're still dealing with a conduit that's one space between the conduit and the item.
So what if I don't have enough blocks, that's help.
Yeah. So the frame is always gonna be three basically a 5x5 sort of circle. Around the conduit, but that can be the two vertical orientations and then the one horizontal.
Okay,
and that's
so
the maximum at that point.
I need to put one up the side here. Then. I don't have any more blocks.
Yeah. So for every 16 blocks, it's the effective range of the conduit is 16 blocks for every 7 blocks in the frame. So that means in order to get. You get to 48 blocks at 21, 64, 28, 80 at 35, 96 with a complete frame of 42 blocks.
Well, I'll have to get more blocks. There's me.
And in order to get the... Okay, this is good to know. In order to get that killing ability, it has to be a complete frame. Yeah. It has to be a complete frame.
There's now one located just off the fishing dock.
Okay. Good. That'll help protect us.
Well, it's not a full one yet.
it will attack any mob within 8 blocks of the conduit, but for 4 hearts or 4 hit points, aka 2 hearts, every 2 seconds. So it's not a 1x1. So it'll attack everything at the same time. It looks like.
Well, I need to make it stronger for that to happen. It's just the basic outline.
Okay. And apparently they provide light as well.
So I have.
They're a light level of 15.
A little piece of insider information for all of those listening. There is an unlooted treasure chest somewhere in Spawntown.
Is there now?
There is.
Oh. Fascinating. And now all the beaches are gone.
Well, if you find it, please kindly fill back in your hole.
Yes, fill in your holes when you get your treasure. Okay, so I think that's going to basically wrap it up. Let's go down the list here. Everyone, let me know what your favorite thing about 1.5 is. Savage, you start off here since you're at the top of my list in the chat list. Which, unfortunately, no, you know what? Let's go the other way because Yomate's always last because his name starts with a Y.
It's in alphabetical order.
Yeah, I think it's in alphabetical order. So, Yomate, what is your favorite thing in the 1.5 update.
Tridents and all the new enchants that come with them.
Specifically Riptide, I'm guessing.
The Riptide. I've only died once so far, so we'll see how long it's my favorite enchant. But right now it's my favorite thing, yes.
How far can you jump out of the water with a Riptide?
You
haven't tried that, huh?
Well, it's raining right now, so it's kind of like...
So you're flying around. Gotcha. Okay. Jack, how about you? What is your favorite thing, Jack, in the 1.5 update?
Currently, probably the conduits, just because it's the first multi-block structure that we're really getting to get into. And I think that, you know, going forward, that's going to be great for working into modded.
Okay. I guess I go next because I'm there. I definitely think the new bubble columns once... No, you know what? No, I'm going conduit because I'm going to be using this thing to kill the mobs. Although that's pretty slow how it... You know what? I'm still going to go with the conduit. What about you, Spike? What is yours?
Well, yesterday it was turtles, but now I'm kind of sick of them. Okay. I haven't tried tridents out yet. I am looking forward to doing that, so I'll go with tridents for now. I don't know. I haven't tried everything yet. I'm just playing with a conduit right now for the first time, and yeah, I'm looking forward to playing it all.
Still new. It only came out on what, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's only been out for 3-4 days at this point. So, let's see. Secondhand in chat, what is your and Lily Mage as well? Which are your two? What are your favorite things in 1.5 here? Trident. Secondhand also agrees that Trident is what his favorite thing is at this point. Lily Mage is not drowned. Oh, Trident. Trident's for Lily Mage as well. Okay. And Savage, you're up here finishing up the topic. What do you think the best thing in 1.5 is?
I would have to say the increased tropical fish hitbox would be the best.
Yeah. For his shop.
Honestly, I'm too scared to go on to try out anything.
Oh, you're afraid of losing everything in the glitch.
It's like the first season I've ever actually had anything, so.
We have very generous people. If you do lose everything, you will be helped out.
But,
Yeah, we...
No, I'm looking forward to playing around with the tridents and trying to come up with some easy, like, channeling farm to get mob heads and whatnot.
Okay, sweet. Okay, so I think that is going to wrap all this up here. If you have any comments or things that you specifically like, be sure to come over to our blog post that has this episode and leave some comments in there. And thanks again to Savage, Spike Bear, Jericho Jack, Yo Mate, for talking in here. Thanks to Lily Mage and Secondhand Peon in the Peanut Gallery for chatting along with us. We have a lot more to learn about 1.5 and all the new updates that are coming out here in a bit.
Yeah, thanks everybody for coming.
For those not already part of the 77th Combined but want to learn more, please check out our website at the 77th Combined for more stories, pictures, where to watch us, and all our past season content. You can also follow us at our Twitter account at The 77th Combine, chat with us in multiplayer Minecraft Discord group, or watch our players at the official 77th Combine YouTube channel. Links to all these can be found in our show notes. We look forward to your feedback. You can email us at 77thcombinefeedback@gmail.com. We record this live weekly on Friday nights and is open to any member of The 77th Combine. For those listening to our live chat, we will be continuing on to the 77th After Dark voice chat. Thanks for listening, and happy crafting!